All right, I do want to get into the dangers of social media, because there's another report out there that say there are dangers with social media. Like, there's one every couple days. And there's a wild story about a woman with a crazy license plate in Tennessee. I mean, there's a lot of stories I got today. Another one I want to dive into is, I saw a coach do something I've never seen before. Is it genius, or is he running a rudderless program? Tons to get into. So 866-391-1020. But this is taking off. And all sort of dog topics normally do. Because people love dogs. Dogs love you. That's the way it is. I'm to the point in my life, I'll be, oh man, it's 8 days away, my birthday. I'll be 49. And I'm starting to, like, there's some things I wanted to do in life that I'll never be able to do. I wanted to learn how to fly. But I didn't realize that till too late. So I'm never going to be a pilot or even like have a pilot's license. I don't have the time. It's a little bit expensive. And I'm just not going to get it logistically figured out. So you just punt on that. But I'd love to learn how to like fly a little plane. Owning a dog. That's one that's within my reach, I think. But my wife, I've kind of hinted here and there. My daughter wants one, right? My son, he's kind of on a fence leaning toward no. But myself and my daughter want one really bad. And my wife's like, nope, because you know what's going to happen? You're going to go to work. Kids are going to go to school. I'm here working from home every day. And all the responsibility is left up to me. That's impossible to argue with. You know why? Because it's kind of true on the weekdays. So I'm asking you how I can potentially, perhaps, maybe convince her, even though the probability rests at about 2.5% right now. Barb's in Bloomfield. Hi, Barb.
Hi, Colin. So maybe instead of buying a breed dog, you go to the SPCA, Animal Friends, something like that, and adopt a little older dog. They also have puppies, but then maybe you could put, after you get a little training into the dog, you could put it in doggy daycare.
Yeah, that ain't cheap, though. That defeats the whole purpose, kind of, because then I'm taking on an added expenditure.
But you don't have to put the dog all day or every day. You can pick and choose what days may be better for the dog to be at home.
Oh, so they got like morning and afternoon kindergarten at this place.
They do. A lot of them do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Maybe.
And a lot of them, when you tell them if you're rescuing, they'll give you a break on the price because, that's not another breed. It's not another dog that you went out and spent hundreds of dollars for. It's something that you rescued and are giving another animal a chance.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though, Barb. It sounds all well and good, and you make a really good point. I don't want to get a rescue dog, though, and it die in like a year, because then I'll be crushed.
But they have young ones. They have them as puppies, because sometimes they get, somebody that can't take care of the litter, or they find a dog that's a stray that they, bring in. And it has puppies. They have puppies, and they have them. Now, the last few dogs I've rescued older animals. But you can get them, 1-2 years old.
Okay, that works. Great text here. Tell your wife to stop being a control freak and just go get a dog. Certainly a text from someone who's not happily married. Leaves a line open for you at 866-391-1020. Bridget's in West Deer. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Colin. I was listening to a lot of your callers, and I agree with a lot of what they said.
I don't normally. I'll be honest with you. That's like my whole 4 hours.
Well, I've had Australian Shepherds. In fact, I currently have one. They are very different, very smart. They are high energy, but also I've owned two now, and I don't found them as crazy high energy as people say. They're Velcro dogs. They'll be loving to everybody in the family, but they will pick one certain person that they stick to. But as far as winning your wife over, I think taking her with you, mm-hmm. and you're not going to come home without one, but we have a doggy door, and it is a lifesaver and a fenced-in yard. And they come and go as they please. We get up in the morning, we open the doggy door, and they, because I have two dogs. And
you live in West
in
Deer,
and,
which is like, in some regards, Montana.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yet once you cross over like Turner Road and get in from Hampton into West Deer, that turns into Idaho real fast.
Well, we have a fenced yard, and so you could get a fenced yard or get one of those, you know, invisible fences, and get a doggy door, and then she doesn't have to worry about letting them in and out. The only thing is, something to consider is going away on a vacation, because I don't find a lot of the boarding places real fantastic. So you'll want to have somebody watch the dog.
Gotcha.
So that's always, but don't let that deter you. And I say, if you want a dog, get a dog, because there's nothing like coming home from work and seeing your dog and hugging it. And there's lots of things you can do. You could, do trainings with them. You could find agility training. You can take walks with them.
Right, hikes,
you know,
all
lots
that.
Of things that yes, yeah, all of that. And it's wonderful to have a companion. But
this
I say, tell her you could get put a doggy door in, and she doesn't even have to leave her office. They can go in and out.
All right. I got to be honest, too. Follow that up. Some of the best people I've ever met in my life, they live in West Deer. I was just kidding about Montana and Idaho. It does get pretty spacious, though, once you get out there. I got stopped by somebody from West Deer. Actually, she may have been from Russellton or a different part of the district. She stopped me last week, and she works in the cafeteria at Deer Lakes. She's like 83 years old and listens to the show. Couldn't have been a nicer lady. Oh, honestly. So she's great. Chuck Belisario, he's the athletic director at Deer Lakes. He's fantastic. He's from like Oakmont originally and lives out there. His wife, they have triplets. How about that? They're fantastic. His mother-in-law and father-in-law, Larry and Rose, fantastic. Some of the greatest people. They don't really live out there, but their family does. Fantastic people in West Deer. I mean, I should do a show in West Deer. I'm big in West Deer. It'd be like, I'm like the, I don't know, Wayne Newton of West Deer. I should do a show out there. It'd be packed. Fantastic. I got a big audience out there. Back to dogs. 866-391-1020. Here we go. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. What's this? We got a DNA test because I'm crazy, and my dog was mostly Australian cattle dog, lab, and poodle. She's smart. She's lovable. And I was hesitant to get a dog. Huh. You know what is interesting? I don't want to say that because then people get mad. Anyway, 866-391-1020. Bobby's in Penn Hills. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Colin. How you doing? First time caller. I listen to you all the time on the way home.
Why, thank you.
One of the things that ever happened to me, huh?
I said thank you, but continue.
Yes. One of the best things that ever happened to me in my history of owning a dog, I got stuck with a Chihuahua. Girl I was seeing, she asked me, she said, hey, do you want to go to my best friend's wedding this weekend, or do you want to watch my Chihuahua? Well, she chose to choose a Chihuahua. And next thing you know, she decided she wanted to go out of town and find a place to live. Got stuck with a Chihuahua. I literally took this dog everywhere, even at Delmonico's, which is like a high-class steakhouse outside of Independence, Ohio. Well, outside of Cleveland, I'm sorry, Independence, Ohio. And everybody just loved this dog. Now, I can't take it to work or anything everywhere with me like that because of what I do, but perhaps maybe you could. And maybe that's just...
No, there's a lady, Gwen. She brings her dog in sometimes. I don't like people with dogs in restaurants. I draw the line at a lot of places. That's certainly one I can't do. I can't do dogs in restaurants. Karen's in North Huntington. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Colin. What I want to tell you about dogs, I've been a dog for 20-some years, number one, they're unconditional love.
Yeah.
And you don't find the dog finds you. And what I mean by that is if you go scouting around, PetSmart might have a weekend where they have rescue dogs, or you go to an organization where somebody died and their dog is up for adoption, so it already has training. But you just kind of go and look and shop, and you will make that connection with that dog, okay? So if you and your wife and your family go, you're going to, you know, just somebody's going to steal your heart. And that is the dog that I think that, you know, is best for that person. You make that connection with the dog. That's always worked for me. I never had a full breed. I always had some type of Heinz 57 mix dogs, but mine were smaller. Uh-huh. And then I had two. Two is best because they have company for each other. And if, like myself, I'm someone that likes to walk, so that's important. And so, you know, if the dog is okay during the day, when you come home from work, that dog is looking forward to that walk with you, quality time. And a tired dog is a happy dog. So the best advice I could offer are a lot of people don't walk their dogs. The dog loves to go for a walk, and so do you. It's exercise for you. It's exercise for the dog.
All right. Man, there's so many people that are so helpful. This is another part of it. I feel like I'm out of a club. I'm not in it. I don't have the membership card nor the secret handshake of this club where everybody's so kind. Man, I could talk about this for hours, but I can't. You know, I can't. You keep your calls coming, but I got to move on to other things as we push it through the show, but I will take a couple more calls. Roberta's in Pittsburgh. Hi, Roberta.
Hi, Colin. I vote with your wife. You want to stay happily married? I say no. You like to travel all the time. What are you going to do with them? It's expensive. You can adopt Rocco. You can be his adopted
dad. Rocco has great parents, but they're not parents. They're, you know, if they were parents, they would have birthed them. Rocco has great owners. Owners. They're wonderful. And Rocco's like one of my favorite things on earth, but I'm not taking him. I don't even watch him. He goes to the pet hotel, and he's treated marvelously. Pam's in North Hills. Hi, Pam.
Hey, Colin. I wanted to offer you some suggestions. So one thing is to consider taking a middle-aged dog or possibly even a little bit of an older dog because they're not as high energy. And, you know, they're not always, like, wanting to run around for miles on end. Another thing is, could you walk the dog before you go to work? Could your daughter walk the dog?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I get up at about 10 minutes to 4, but then I go and I work out and I come back home, and I'm home by about 10 after 6, and then school happens, so we leave, I don't know, 7:30 is when we leave, and then I'm back, and then I'm kick around the house till about 9:30 or 9:40 or so, then I come in here. So, yeah, could happen in the morning.
You could walk the dog in the morning. Your daughter could walk the dog in the afternoon. You could walk the dog again when you get home from work. But I would detail it all out on paper and show your wife that you have all the contingencies.
Hey, you got
covered.
A pen and paper? Write my wife's cell phone number down, Pam. You ready? You're going to give her a call this weekend.
I would love to. I would love to convince her.
No, I'm telling you, she needs a little convincing from like a neutral body like that, from somebody like Pam in the North Hills that just calls and goes, here's how it lays out. We could do this and figure it out. The traveling is one thing. I do like to travel a lot or when I get opportunities, and that is one thing. All right. I got to get into take your calls on this, but I got something else. There is yet another warning, and a big one, about how kids use the internet way, 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 way too much. News bottom of the hour, KDK. Here we are. Hello to you. 866-391-1020 is that number. Man, listen for the drive at 5. The story's driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Go ahead and demand the yellow van. So much stuff happening on the show today. A little later on in the show, how about this? There's a big story on the wire today. I'm sorry, I'm sniffling. I got like dried skin inside my nose. It's weird. But there's a big story. I'll get into this at the 5 o'clock hour about those self scanners in grocery stores and how they're just losing a ton of money. People are dishonest in nature. And what's happening is now a bunch of stores are taking them out because the money is just, it's insane how much that they're losing. So there's that. Also, I was faced with that dilemma, that question, age old, because it was very cold yesterday and the day before. Would you rather be really cold or really hot? And I have now decided forever. I know what my decision is, what my choice is. I'll get into that a little later on in the show. But 866-391-1020. I will answer some of your dog calls. Believe me, trust me, I'll get to them because, and I'm sorry for sniffling, but I will get those because I'm trying to convince my wife to get a dog and I'm asking people to help me out on how to convince her because she's kind of sold against it because she thinks she's going to have to do all the work and she might be right. But I do want to infuse some other topics like this.
A new poll by the Pew Research Center confirms most kids between the ages of 13 and 17 use YouTube and TikTok every day. One in five say they're on one of the two platforms almost constantly, scrolling through social media, watching videos, or asking artificial intelligence for advice. The survey finds teenaged girls are more likely than boys to browse Snapchat and Instagram. Boys use Reddit and YouTube more. OpenAI's ChatGPT is the most used chat bot. The primary concern for many experts, missed opportunities for in-person connection and friendships. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Why, thank you, Deborah. So if you were on the fence about what Devlin Robinson told me yesterday, and that Senator Devlin Robinson, that he wants to have bell-to-bell confiscation of phones or, being prohibited in schools, do you change your mind now after hearing that some kids, and a decent portion of them, are essentially constantly on their phones. Constantly. They're on some way or another. The only way, we're too far gone as a society to say, hey, what devices can we use to get you off of your phone? What technique? We're too far gone for that. It's almost got to be a heavy-handed force. Really, if we want them to be off their phones and during school hours. That report is scary. But how are we going to extract them from it? I don't know if we can, unless we say it's just a no phone zone. It is a sober phone zone. You can't have it. No go. Zero tolerance. Can't have. That seems like we might be at a place where that's the only way we can do it. Marlene's in Monroeville. Hi, Marlene.
Hi. I didn't hear the first part of your conversation, but I just wanted to tell you about a group. It's called Bridges to Home. This might help you get this little dog that you're interested in. Bridges to Home, I don't want to say where they go, but they do go and pick up puppies that have not been sold.
Your phone's all jacked up. I'm sorry. 866-391-1020. George is in Cheswick. Hi, George.
How you doing?
I'm good,
oh,
George.
I think I got an answer. I got an answer for you.
Oh.
Why don't you foster a dog? That gives you time. It's only short term. And you'll find out whether your wife likes it or not.
Don't you have to have certain qualifications? I gotta be trusted by a whole lot of people.
What? Well, I guess you're gonna lose.
No, it's not that. It's just you have to have experience in doing that. Like, I know there's a first time you'd obviously have to do it to gain experience, but don't they prefer somebody who's in that game a lot?
Not really, because actually they're taking a chance that you'll fall in love with the dog and keep it yourself.
Okay, a little bait and switch there going on, George.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Why? Do you have a dog, George? George, you have a dog?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. I've had one ever since I was a kid.
What kind do you have now?
Siberian Husky.
Woo, that's big.
Nah, he's not too... Well, he's about 70 pounds right now.
If he moved to Siberia, would he be able to function?
I have a hell of a time
That's okay.
Heck of a time getting him in the house now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He loves to sleep out in the corner.
Oh, yeah?
He's in the corner of the porch. And, oh, yeah. He goes to sleep. He'll curl up on a ball. And when I bring him in the house, you kind of feel his underneath, and he's all warm.
Well, it's like that with a lot of things. So answer me this. When you live in Cheswick, when that train comes through, does he react to that?
No. Doesn't bother.
Doesn't bother. Huh. Because there's some dogs I know by where, like, the trains go through, and they hear the whistle, and they either go crazy, or some of them try to, like, match the train. They go, woo, woo, you know, like, they kind of bark. I thought people – I want to talk about this social media some. I don't think we realize how scary this report is. There was a report done, and I just played it. People said, essentially, kids are on their phone – on a constant basis throughout the day on social media. Meaning, they pretty much just log on and they're on there for good. Tom's in Canonsburg. Did you hear this report, and are you as kind of taken aback as I am, Tom?
I did hear it, and I heard Devlin on your program yesterday, Colin. And, you know, I couldn't agree more that these cell phones, and I love technology, trust me, but they are a huge distraction, and the idea that we permit kids to have constant access to a phone, including but not limited to ChatGPT. I mean, kids are cheating, Colin. You know, our current education system is producing a subpar product, and that isn't good for a country that wants to excel in academia. It is a great idea, in my opinion, to limit the access to phones, including OpenAI, because I know for a fact, I have kids, they're grown now. My significant other is a teacher in the Bentleyville School District. These kids are cheating, man. And a lot of them are accessing tons of info on demand using ChatGPT. They're getting great grades, but they don't have mastery of the subject. So I think we're going in the right direction limiting this. I trust that the schools will approve and hopefully improve the outcome of these students' education.
And here's the thing. I thought about this, Tom, and it's okay to say, because they're kids, and you don't feel heavy-handed, and we've lost this in society, having the adults make the regulations and say, hey, kid, here's the parameters. This is how it's going to be. And, like, you don't get a vote. It's okay to do that in society.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If we want properly prepared students to win in life. And that should be the outcome. That should be the desire of every education system.
I agree with you. I heard that today. And I did. When I talked to Devlin Robinson yesterday, it took me aback. And I stand by what I said, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. Social media has overtaken any substance in our country as the strongest addiction we have. I don't have data. I don't have charts, graphs, or studies. I just got my eyes and what I see. And it feels to me like social media, because it starts younger most of the time than what people monkey with, you know, whatever substance they do. And more people that don't drink or smoke or whatever, do any drugs, are on social media. It feels like it is America's strongest addiction. And people are in the grips of it, and they don't even feel like they are, because they can still otherwise function in their life. It's weird. It just is. Here we are, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. It is scary.
If you have a teenager, it may not come as a surprise, but mental health experts say new numbers on social media use should be concerning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Man, they are. All these new numbers are concerning. Whenever you read the report and you check it out, A new poll says kids between the ages of 13 and 17 use YouTube and TikTok every single day. Most kids. 1 in 5 said they're on one of the two platforms almost constantly. Essentially always logged in. And they dive in and dive out during the day. It's something that's troubling. It's something that they're not going to fix themselves. Adults need to push into their life and extract them from that social media fog. Ira's in Pittsburgh. Hi, Ira.
Hey, thanks for having me talk to you. I'm a law professor who writes about law and technology, and I was listening about the report, a very disturbing report, and I wanted to add some thoughts to the mix, if I may.
Sure.
In some ways, I think we're re-experiencing a different version of what the country went through in the late 1800s with the Gilded Age and with the temperance movement. What I mean by that is back in the Gilded Age, we had the robber barons, the railroad companies, the concentration of power in a lot of big companies, a lot of money in small hands. But at the same time,
are you trying to hold on? Let me try to wrap my head around this. So, are you going to try to tie social media use to alcohol abuse and societal ills like poverty, crime, and domestic violence, or something?
In some sense, yeah, I totally agree with you that social media use is the big addiction of today, and what we got is the social media equivalent of a country filled of functional alcoholics that are addicted to this stuff, and we have the companies that are akin to the railroad companies, the unregulated barons, robber barons of the late 19th century that had a lot of power and a lot of money and got away with what they wanted until this country started enforcing antitrust laws.
Call the Pinkertons. I mean, what are we going to do here? Sometimes, now it's 2025. It's not 1891 or whatever you're setting this at, Ira, in all respect, that I think there needs to be a modicum, if not a deep level, of self-responsibility that sort of fillets into this situation.
I don't disagree with you, but self-responsibility ain't going to be enough. We don't allow kids to drive cars. We don't allow them to drink alcohol, but we allow them to have TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
No, we don't. Parents do.
Maybe you don't.
Parents
do. Maybe you don't, but a lot of parents do, and you and I both know that.
Here's the thing. Oh, yeah, certainly. Well, listen, let me. It's the same thing when people come at me and they say, because I don't really online bet on games or whatever, but people say, look at this. You know, there is such an easy access to this, to all these online gaming houses. You can bet on a Steeler game. You can bet on this. You can bet on every pitch. Okay, guess what I can do? I can look at it and go, no, I'm not interested. For me, there is a big level of self-responsibility that comes into play that we seem to wash our hands of and not look at that as one of the options.
Look, I'll agree with you on that, but what I want to throw in the mix is this. Another big part of the problem is the big companies. Because back when the Internet was founded in like the mid-90s, the goal was to have lots and lots of companies. But instead, we have this concentration of power in the big media companies, the Google, the YouTube, now the OpenAI, the Facebook and Amazon. These companies are powerful on a level of these robber barons from the late 1900s. And it took labor movements. It took antitrust laws to try to get this stuff under control. And I think you're right that parental responsibility is a big part of it, but that's only part of it. We need better regulation and accountability from these big companies. And these companies basically have governmental power these days, and they are feeding us the equivalent of digital heroin.
Well, can I ask you a question? Because this is where I'm always sort of intrigued as to why there's a difference. There are no more wired countries than the Asian countries. Why are the Asian countries able to turn that same, if not better, internet access into doing great things in bigger numbers with the internet?
That's a great question. I would love to know the answer myself. I don't know. What I do know is that the American culture combined with the American social media companies has created a real problem. Not just the addictive nature of social media, but the way it puts people into different groups and exacerbates political situation.
He's right. I'd love to have a cup of coffee with that Ira. He's incredibly smart. I think the truth's probably in the middle where I am and where he is. There needs to be a level of both. Regulation over the companies and bonehead parents that don't need to be bonehead parents that need to get more involved. Good talk, though. 866-391-1020, News Top of the Hour, KDK.